98.1 KZE. It's MK in the studio with me. It's Colette Lemon. She is the curator of exhibitions at the Iroquois Museum. Colette, thank you so much for stopping by.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. So first of all, I'd love to ask you just a little bit about the Iroquois Museum, because this is such a cool thing to have. And I only recently became aware of you guys. So where is the Iroquois Museum?
The museum is in Schoharie County, very rural, out in what's called House Caves near Cobleskill. It was founded in 1981, and it was basically the whole mission of the museum, and which is surprising. It's that we are not a history museum. Occasionally visitors get disappointed.
Really?
We really focus on the contemporary art of Haudenosaunee or Iroquois people as a window into what the culture is about, how it sustains itself, how values are expressed. So we have a very large art collection, and so that's, and we do programming 9 months of the year. We're closed in the winter, and that's pretty much us in a nutshell.
Yeah. Is there a strong Iroquois presence in this part of New York?
These days, the closest Haudenosaunee or Iroquois community to us would be Oneida, New York, which is near Syracuse, and then up towards Malone, Messina, there's Akwesasne and Ganawage on the other side, there, and Ganasarage, Mohawk communities. But most of the communities today are several hours away, but New York State certainly still is host to a number of Haudenosaunee communities that are right within what is now New York State.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's amazing to have the Iroquois Museum there to showcase the artwork and, you know, and cultural exhibitions like this one. So let's talk about the Mush Hole. It's the full title is The Mush Hole Truth, Acknowledgement, Resilience Dance Performance. And yeah, tell us a little bit about what it is.
Well, the Mush Hole refers to a residential school, which was a school that was located outside of Brantford, Ontario. There were residential schools throughout the United States and Canada that Native children were sent to, mostly involuntarily, for as much as 150, over a period of 150 years. At one point in time, in 1925 or so, there were 83% of Native children were enrolled in boarding school, in these residential schools. And unlike our impression of what a boarding school would be, these were pretty brutal places where children were. The idea was to start the children as young as age four. It was an effort to erase their culture.
Yeah. Just having their
very
culture
effective
forcibly and stripped from them.
Exactly. And when these children did finally come home, there was a huge lack of connection with their communities, with their elders. They didn't speak the language anymore. They were taught to devalue and be shamed for their cultures.
Yeah.
And so this particular production was the artistic director of Gahawi Dance Theater, which is a contemporary dance company out of based in Toronto. The artistic director founded the company, and she is from Six Nations Reserve. Her grandparents both are boarding school survivors. The production is based and inspired by interviews that are done with survivors of the Mush Hole, what was the Mohawk Institute, nicknamed the Mush Hole. And those survivors' stories are given voice through this dance performance. It is basically storytelling through movement.
Yeah.
And the performance is free. We are really just hoping to get a large audience that is receptive to hear these stories.
Yeah, yeah. This is this Saturday, June 29th, 7:30 p.m., and this is at the University of Albany Performing Arts Center, so a pretty central location for a lot of folks in the middle of New York.
Yep.
Yeah. This is, I mean, what a topic, for one. Like, what a devastating topic, and so awesome to have it represented by, you know, the descendants of people who actually lived it. And you said this is kind of an unusual thing for the Iroquois Museum to present. Has it been, like, what's it been like working with the dance troupe?
Well, it's way more. There are way more moving parts to working with a company that is as professional as Kahawi Dance Theater.
Yeah.
I work with lots and lots of visual artists, and so you know that's in my wheelhouse. This is not. I don't know the terminology. We have a very small staff at the museum, so we were doing all of it, and the folks at SUNY Albany Performing Arts Center have been awesome, helping us out. The one thing I wanted to mention is that even the story, although it is very tragic, the message behind this story and Gahawi Dance Theater makes it very clear is that it is really about finding light in dark places. Mm. And that idea of resilience and coming out the other end of it and continuing is a very important part of the message of the dance piece, even though there is tragedy, certainly tragedy and sadness in the piece and in the experiences. So it has been really different working with this company, but they have been around since 2005. They've done 14 different productions, all which are focused on Indigenous issues and Indigenous values. And they are in Canada, they're very well known, and they've won a number of awards. In the States, not so much so.
Mm.
So we're really jazzed to have them here. We started raising the funds for this project over 2 years ago, and we were awarded in this Institute for Museum and Library Services grant, which basically funded the entire production.
Oh, amazing.
Which is the only reason we were able to make it happen, and we wanted to give back, so we're like, let's make it free.
That's wonderful. Colette Lemon is my guest. We're talking about the Mush Hole. This is a very special contemporary dance performance happening this Saturday, June 29th, 7:30 p.m. It is free, so just show up, and that's at the University of Albany Performing Arts Center at SUNY Albany. This is the first time this piece is going to be performed here in the Capital Region, and as you said, the Kahawi Dance Theater is kind of underappreciated so far in the States, so it's amazing that you've brought them here and are giving folks an opportunity to come and see this for free. Where can folks go to get information or I don't know what else they would need. Usually I would say tickets, but you're just letting folks come.
If there's any questions about parking or anything like that, I mean, SUNY Albany has good maps. We are going to be posting a map on the museum's Facebook page. Iroquois Museum is our Facebook page. We'll be putting the map up there with parking and where the Performing Arts Center is. I've gone to college campuses and driven around for hours trying to find where I'm trying to go. So we don't want our guests to be doing that. So
yeah,
we are going to put the map up. If anyone has any other questions about the performance, just shoot us an email at the museum or give a call. As I said, it is an all Indigenous cast, and they will also be doing a Q&A at the end, which I think will also be very, very interesting to see responses from the audience and what would they like to know about how this came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking just generally about the Iroquois Museum, do you have anything else coming up this summer that you'd like folks to know about?
Oh my goodness, it's scary. We have a we have a packed season this year. What we did is we wrote for lots of grants, and we do that hoping that we'll get some of them, and we got all of them. So then we have to actually do all these things.
Oh my gosh,
we're going to do. We have a metalsmithing demonstration with a Mohawk woman who does steel is her media. She is also doing a workshop with participants where people will get to weld and use all these cool tools and torches and fire and things
Ooh.
Like that. We have a stone carving workshop with another artist. We have a guitar maker, a luthier, coming
Oh, cool.
down. He's Mohawk. He does electric and acoustic guitars. He builds them from scratch, starting with a slab of wood. He'll be doing a demonstration. We have Lauren Ashley Giles, who is the number one most influential neo-burlesque dancer in the world right now.
Oh my gosh.
She is Mohawk from Ganawage, which is a reservation just outside of Montreal. We have one of her outfits. It is amazing. She is amazing. She's going to be doing an artist talk at the museum. She will not be dancing. We can't quite go that far in our conservative rural community. But she is a really interesting person and very funny and down to earth. And I just can't wait. We really want everyone to come and hear her speak.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. It's a packed season at the Iroquois Museum. Yeah. Well, I hope you'll come back and tell us in more detail about all of these things.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Once again, I just want to shout out the Mush Hole happening this Saturday at June 29th, 7:30 p.m. Free, open to the public at the University of Albany Performing Arts Center that's in Albany. And check out the Iroquois Museum's Facebook page for information on parking and directions, because I am one of the many people who has gotten lost on college campuses in my time. I always like to pick a song that's kind of appropriate to the topic. And Colette, you were kind enough to point me in the direction of an Iroquois artist. Can you set this up at all? Do you know a little bit about Joanne Shenandoah? Yep.
Joanne Shenandoah was Oneida, and her mom was incredibly respected clan mother. Joanne unfortunately passed away a few years ago, but she is a Grammy Award winner and was a super nice person and very, very talented.
Yeah, amazing. Well, for the Iroquois Museum and the Mush Hole this Saturday, here is Joanne Shenandoah with Prophecy Song 98.1 KZE.
Give away.